Small changes, pivoting this ship now. Familiarize your ego with something new to it. Choose anything, a color you don't typically wear, a kind of music you know nothing about, a profession you used to feel intimidated by, a person you've been intrigued with, a country you barely know exists, a currency of money you've never held and how people trade it, a way of exercising your body you've never tried, a language you've never spoken, a food you've never tasted. Get your ego onto higher ground. Avoid the flood. How? By getting your ego flexible again. As you do this, as you embark on this great adventure, which is your own contribution to the survival of humanity, do this. Breathe. Breathe deeply, for ego feels more secure. Slow down, for ego can then digest its new experiences. Laugh, for living and surviving is worth celebrating. Love, for as you love your ego enough to ensure its survival, you are loving the world. Only bite off what you can actually chew. Do you remember digestion? There is no need for martyrdom here, only courage, wisdom, and inspired action. Heroism in this planetary story is you. You taking your very own ego by the hand and lovingly introducing it to anything and everything that it has closed its doors to. Open it up to a much vaster world. Expose it to anything that you feel remotely inspired to. And as you do, it will become flexible again. Your ego will become resilient. It will become open, and it will not be afraid. Fear only increases as rigidity does. The fear of falling, the fear of breaking. Trust wholeheartedly increases as flexibility does. The confidence of bouncing, of rolling, of flowing, of flying. As you introduce your ego to the realms it once had limited itself from, both physical and non-physical, you will become fearless. Simply shine your light of consciousness upon whatever your ego feared, and fear will vanish. In fear's former place, standing in a great doorway of light, will radiate your soul. Ego will recognize it, for ego is born from it. Your soul will embrace you, for you are its kin.